Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Chav Ches, v'ze b'chinas shchita, sreifa, asifa, hanemar b'pora. Now you're going to understand why the Torah speaks about three procedures when it comes to the Parah Aduma. Shechting it, burning it, and gathering up the ashes. Because by performing this whole procedure of Parah Aduma, we're zeicha to cut away the Dalid, which represents the Malchus, from the Sitra Achra, and to elevate the Malchus and plug it into that Oyer Haponim that shines on the three holidays. And this corresponds beautifully to the three tikkunim that we just mentioned of Parah Aduma, which are Shchita, Sreifa, Asifa, Keneged, Bechinas Hasholosh Regolim. These three correspond perfectly to the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Ki Shchita, ze Bechinas Pesach, because shechting the Parah Aduma corresponds to the holiday of Pesach, She'oz, Shoychatin es Korban Pesach, whereby the focus of the holiday of Pesach is shechting the Korban Pesach. Kamo Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, V'shochatu oisoi koil kahal adas Yisrael, the entire Jewish community will shech the Korban Pesach. Sreifa bo'esh, burning the Parah Aduma in fire, ze b'chinas Shavuos, that corresponds to the holiday of Shavuos. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Udvorov Shomanu Mitoicho Eish, Shoye B'Shas Matan Torah B'Shavuos. We heard Hashem's fire from the fire. I'm sorry, we heard Hashem's words from the fire. Sheze Ikur Bechinas HaSogas HaLakus. And that's what took place at Matan Torah, which is the main example of HaSogas HaLakus. V'alkein kol ikur tikun haporo hoyo bo'esh. And this is why the main tikun of the Parah Aduma was with fire. Shesor fuoysa bo'esh, they burned it in fire, ad shenasis efer, until it became esh. Ki ikur ha-tikun alidei b'chinas eshanal, because the main tikun is through fire. B'chinas vayero malach Hashem elov, as the angel revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in the fire. The third item, Asifa, Zebchinas Sukkos, the gathering up of the ashes, that corresponds to the holiday of Sukkos, Shenikra Chag Ho'osif, which is called the holiday of gathering. Ki Iker Hataro Mi Sitra Demoisa, Hual Yidei Shemalin Es Hadalad Hanal Mi Asitra Achra, because the main purification from the Sitra Achra is by elevating that Dalit, that Malchus, taking it out of the hands of the Sitra Achra and bringing new life into it from the Oyer Haponim that shines on the three holidays. And thereby we are zoiche to this Hasoga Selukus, to this understanding of Hashem. Paragraph Chavtes, v'ze b'chinas adinoi ho'etzni hanemar b'dovar ha'melech ha'lashon. With this we could understand also one of the titles that's used, one of the terms that's used to refer to Dovar ha'melech in Shmuel Beis, Kapitel Chav Gimel, which the Gemara, he's called adinoi ho'etzni, and the Gemara in Moed Kotten Daf Tes Zayin darshens those words, b'sho she'oisek b'toiro, when Dovra Melech was involved in learning Torah, Ma'adei Natsmoi Kitoilas, he would enjoy the pleasure of it like a worm. In other words, like he would cuddle up to the Torah in a sense, like a worm cuddles up to something, that kind of thing. U'kesheyoytzei la'melchoma, whereas when he went out to battle, that's the adinoi, miloshen adinut. Adinut means gentleness, softness, that kind of thing. U'kesheyoytzei la'melchoma, whereas when Dovra Melech went out to battle, hu koshe ke'etz, he was tough like wood. Nimtza, she'azis digdusha hu b'chinas toilas. So therefore, the symbol of azis digdusha is the toilas. Shehu nivze be'enov ketoilas, whereby, just as in the example of Dovra Melech, he considered himself such a nothing, such a lowly being like a worm, ואף על פי כן הוא חוזק מאוד במלחמה בעזס דקדושה כנגד החולקים, despite that, when he goes out to battle, when he has to battle against those people who are against him, who are making fun of him, he's powerful with his Azis Tegdusha, שיהיה מצחוי חוזק לומס מצחם, so that his forehead is very tough, strong, opposing their forehead, you know, to stand up to them. כי כבר מבואר במקום אחר בתוי רחויסם בתוי חויסם, because Rabbeinu has already explained in a different chapter on Likutei Moran, the Torah Chav Beis, in the first half, שאזס דקדושה נמשך מבוישס, עין שם. That אזס דקדושה comes from בוישס. בוישס means shame, embarrassment. We just, if you recall, a few pages ago, we had a whole number of pages of Likutei Halachos that explained this. That explained what Busha Dikdusha is, and what Busha the Sitrachra is, and what Azis Dikdusha and Azis the Sitrachra. And we said that the key to being Zoche to Azis Dikdusha is through Busha of Kedusha. That when a person is really feeling ashamed and embarrassed of all the terrible things he did against Hashem, that's what gives him the super strength to stand up like a lion and burn rubber, you know, to accomplish millions of mitzvahs and not let anything or anybody get in his way. וזהו בחינס שני תוילס, שהוא בחינס עזס דקדושה, כי דייקו על ידי זה שהוא נבזה בעין אוב נימס, כתוילס ממש, because it's specifically through this, through the fact that a person feels so low, he feels like a worm, בבחינס ונויכי תוילס ולא יש, like דבר המלך said, ומזבייש בעיני עצמו על מייסב שאין המקויגן, and the person feels so ashamed of himself because of the things he did that were not good, עידי זה דייקה הוא אז כנומר ביעזס דקדושה. That's what gives this person to have the brazenness and the toughness to stand up with עזס דקדושה נגד הרויצים למונה מנהמס חשום, against any of those who are trying to block him from getting close to Kedusha, from getting close to the Tzaddik, or the truth. Shezeo bechinas adino yohetzni hanemar bedoved. This is this posuk adino yohetzni, which is written about Dovid HaMelech. Va'ayin b'mokom acharize. And there's another place, look in another place in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this. So again, he's telling us this adino yohetzni, that a Dovid HaMelech, and every single Jew has to have both of these qualities. He has to have that adinut, that softness, to feel like nothing, to feel like mush in the presence of Hashem. And because he feels so low in the presence of Hashem, when he has to go out to do battle, to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, he's tough as a lion to run, to make up for lost time, and to make up for all the mistakes he made in his life, etc., etc. Shayach Le'el, another appendix to this halacha, Le'inyan Mashikosov al posuk loisiro levesa mishole ki chol besa lovushonim, regarding that posuk that we quoted earlier, Shehu bechinas azis dikdusha, and we said that that posuk represents the concept of azis dikdusha, וזה עניין מה שקוסו במקום אחר, שזה בחינס מה שדורשו חזל על פוסק זה. This is also tied into what our rabbis darshan and המדרש תנחום on this פוסק. כי כל ביסו לובוש שונים, where the המדרש תנחום says, her entire house is clothed in this red. The המדרש says, אל תקרי שונים אלו שניים. The word shonim and shnayim are spelled exactly the same way. So the entire house is clothed in twos, meaning shekol divrei haTorah meluboshim bekefel. The Torah is full of doubles. Nosoin titen hanektanek posoyach tiftach kol elu matzilen oisoy mishele gehenim. Ad kan loshon Rashi. Rashi HaKodesh over there quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, which says that because the Torah has these doubles, when it talks about the mitzvah of charity, give, when it talks about freeing an Eved Ivri, a servant, a slave that was working for you, it says, Hanek Tanek, give him gifts when he's leaving, Posayach Tiftach, open your hands to a poor person. These are the things that save a person, that rescue him from the Gehenim Shel Sheleg, from the Gehenim of ice. Rav Nosson Zal explains now Hainu Bechinas Azus Vakshonus Dikdusha. This is being marames to the concept of Azus and Akshonus Dikdusha, stubbornness when it comes to the right thing. Kemoi Shehizir Huzal, as Rabbeinu Zal warned us, the Omar, and he said, Shetzorich Ha'odom Liyois Akshon Godoel Bavoides Hashem. Kemuva B'Svarav HaKadoshim, as it says in Likutei Moran, chapter 48, that Rabbeinu Zal said a Jew has to be very stubborn and persistent when it comes to Avodas Hashem, not to let up. Vezeho inyan shel ha'akshonus, who is chaskus niflo, levli lipoil b'shum oifen boilam. And this term akshonus that Rabbeinu Zal used can give a person tremendous encouragement not to fall no matter what. Kasher shomati mikamo ksherim, as I heard from many religious people, she'ikar his chaskusam hoy al yidei zeh, that their main hischaskus, the thing that held them when they were going through difficult times, was stubbornness. Stubborn means crazy in a way. Stubborn means that even though I was told no 100 times, I'm not quitting. It's relentless. I'm going to keep asking. I'm going to keep trying. No matter what, no matter how many times I've been told no. And this is what the Medrash says there, that the Pasuk in Mishlei says that the entire house, the entire Torah, is full of shonim, dahainu shnayim, doubles. Bechinas kofel, posoyach tiftach. Hainu, what it's teaching us is, shekol kiyum ha-Torah, toloi boze, sheyischazek leshanois velichboil kol uvda toivo, ilimur ha-Torah, sheyischel hargel atzmoi, that a person, a Jew, has to be ready to double and triple, you know, go back again, another shir, another mitzvah, another dollar at stuck, again, to get used to being mechazik himself, to keep doing lachzor v'lasos oisa adavar shebekdusha afilu elef pomim, to do the item of kedusha, to do the mitzvah even 1,000 times, afilu im oivor lef mashoivor, no matter what the person is going through. Because this is the main thing that will help a person to fulfill and to uphold the Torah. A person has to be very stubborn when it comes to Avodas Hashem. To do the mitzvah even in stubbornness. Like a person, a kid who wants chocolate, let's say, and the mommy says, no, no, no. And the kid starts banging his head on the floor. And the parent says, what are you doing? Are you crazy? You know, it's a thing that I don't care. I have to have it, and I'll do whatever it takes. I'll keep banging. I'll keep screaming and screaming, you know, that kind of thing. I feel I love him palm him even 1,000 times. V'levli lehistakel al shum chalishu sadas shabaldovar v'asitrach v'alitzonu achlishin daitoi, and to ignore completely any chalishu sadas that the Eitzahara, the Sitrachra, or people that are making fun of him are trying to weaken his resolve. Rak lasois v'lachzer v'lasos hadav shebekdusha afil alef pomim, but rather to do the mitzvah and to do it again even 1,000 times. To have his spodidus, da kavel Hashem, chazak v'yametz libecho v'kavel Hashem. The Gemara says, look what the pasuk says, davent Hashem. If it looks to you like you're not being answered, toughen yourself, chazak v'yametz libecho v'kavel Hashem, and go another round. I'm not going to stop. Relentless, stubborn. This is the concept that the Torah is full of this double. Just like kids in Cheder when they're first starting out in Avodas Hashem. And the Rebbe gets them to say the Pasuk again and say it again. And say, person watches that and isn't used to it. Says, what are you, crazy? What are you doing there? Why are you saying it 100 times? Because that's how it'll go deep, deep inside in them. And that's going to lay an incredible foundation that they'll need later in learning Chumash, Gemara, Tosfos, everything. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'loi lalamed al atzmo yotza, el al klal kol ha-toyra yotza. These words that we're speaking here don't only apply to the topic we're talking about here, but rather they applied to every single topic in Judaism. Shetzrichin lichpoil hadvorim shebikdusha kama pomim. A person has to repeat the dvorim shebikdusha that he does many times. Again, say it again, say it again, do it again. Kimiut rabim shnayim. Because we know when we use the term rabim, the minimum is two. V'alkein shnayim meramzim al ribui b'lishir. Therefore, when we use the number two, two doesn't just mean two. Two means two ad infinitum. That's what it means. You follow? One, do this one time means once and no more. Once we say do it again, the again can be one again, and the again can be a billion times again. Valkein shnayim ramzim al ribui b'lishir, k'mo shedosh razal al posik zeh. As the Gemara says, nosoin titein afilu elef pamim. Give, give, even a thousand times. Give to the poor person. V'chein b'chol ha-Torah kula, and so too throughout the entire Torah. V'zeh ikar hizchaskus kanal. This is one of the main forms of encouragement that a person needs. V'zehu loisiro levesa misholeg. And this is why the pasuk says, loisiro levesa misholeg, ki chol beisa lovu shonim. That a Jew who will do this shnayim, a Jew who will persist relentlessly again and again, that Jew doesn't have to be afraid of snow. Hainu ha-gehenim shel shelek hanal. This refers to the gehenim of snow and ice. Ki yesh gehenim shel eish v'gehenim shel shelek. Moshom Razal, the Midrash Tanchuma says, there are two types of gehenim, one of fire and one of ice. Hainu ha-gehenim shel eish magi al sheneschamim ledvar avei rachmona litzlan. Kemuva, the gehenim of fire, a person has to go through if they were warmed up to a sin, if the sin was an act of passion, of heat. Kemuva, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, Likutei Torah, Parsha Shmois. Aval gehenim shel sheleg, whereas the gehenim of ice, hu al chalishu soyachar kach, kishaboloi hisoris letshuva. The Gehenna of ice is for a person who became cold after they were turned on, after they were inspired to want to be religious, to want to do mitzvahs, ma'aseh, and tovim, and then they lost the fire and they turned cold, frozen. Ki hakol meleim charotos, because Rabbi Nosson says everybody is full of regrets. Even the worst Russia has thoughts rolling around in his brain and in his heart. How he feels bad. He feels bad for the bad things. K'moshom Rabbi says, as our rabbis tell us. Aval pi roiv ikar ikuvoi mitshuva humachmas chalishus hadas. But in majority of cases, what prevents a person from completing the tshuva process is chalishus hadas, that he gets cold feet in the middle. He gets weak. Whereby it appears to him as if tshuva can't help him. Based on all the many, many sins he did, can't fix it. Especially those people who started a little trying to get out of their sleep and to return to Hashem, and they were involved in learning Torah, doing mitzvahs for a certain period of time, and then they experience a fall. The main reason why it happens usually is because the person becomes weak. Meaning, because the person knows that he's learning already. He started learning and he's doing mitzvahs. And despite that, his Yetzirah is still getting the best of him. He's still losing his temper. He's still doing bad things. All kinds of examples. He's still having bad thoughts. Umi shenishar bozeh chas v'shalom. And a person who remains in that, who allows that chalishus hadas to set in. He allows himself to start giving up on himself and saying, I can't succeed, I can't be religious again. Person who does that, and he allows himself to be convinced by the Yetzer Hara, the Sitra Achra, who nidoin al zeh begehenem shel shelek. His punishment is the Gehenim of ice. Shehu krirus otzum umar. Because this is an incredible, it's freezing. It's very free, bitter cold. Bitter, bitter cold. Shehu mido keneged mido. This is Hashem punishing him where the punishment fits the crime. Ki al sheniskare er achakach haide chalisha sanal. Because of the fact that this person allowed himself to be cooled off from the fire that he was feeling for religion, for Hashem, for tshuva, al kein nidoin bekrirus shel sheleg shel gehenim. Therefore, his penalty is the ice machine of gehenim. Rachmona litzlan. Vze bechinas mashemuva b'divrei Rabbi Seinazal. This is what the Medrash says over there in Tanchuma. Sheyesh shedonin oisam begehenim. There are people whose judgment is Gehenim, v'yesh shedon anoysim b'Gehenim, chetzi shel eish v'chetzi shel sheleg. There are some people who get chocolate choco vanille. They get half fire and half ice. Hainu kanal, shedon anoysim al chimum hu aveira b'Gehenim shel eish kanal. The person gets punished for the aveirois that he did with heat, with passion. The punishment there is Gehenim of fire. Val shaniskarer al yedei chalisha sadas v'yischazik b'tshuva kanal donenoy se b'gehenim shel shelig u'krirus. And for the fact that he allowed himself to be weakened and to give up, and he didn't motivate himself, he didn't push himself to finish the tshuva process, for that the punishment is this gehenim shel shelig u'krirus.